Yeah, not a bad wake-up call. 80s classic movie, classic Footloose from Kenny Loggins here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Happy hump day, folks. Just 8 minutes past 6 o'clock. How are you, big man?
Ah, yeah. I'm alive anyway.
Where's excellent stuff. Well, I tell you, interesting you should say that. They should be the first comments out of your mouth, because I was literally just about to say that one of the WhatsApps straight in off the bat was in relation to Eddie Van Halen.
Are you gone?
Yeah.
I can't believe he's dead and gone. That's unreal. What an absolute hero of the day.
What an axe man, eh?
What an axe man he was. Great crack as well, by all accounts, he seems.
Yeah, him proper rock and roller.
David Lee Roth and all the likes of them bouncing around in their spandex. What a great legacy they had. I was disappointed to hear that.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I mean, I don't know how old he was. I can't remember what they said. I only heard about it in passing last night, but...
Yeah, yeah, he was kind of not one.
Was he?
Cancer, I think.
I didn't know about it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Shame, though. But absolutely, we will, of course. At some stage during the course of the show, we'll get a Van Halen tune on.
We'll have to get a bit of jump in.
Yeah, you I suspect I mean? That'll probably be the one.
Yeah, yeah. Get up! Get me down. That's the way to go.
Poor old Eddie Van Halen. Wow. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout, whatever's going on for you. By the way, it's one of the most famous daughter in the world. One of the most famous daughters in the world. It's our birthday today.
Really?
Who am I talking about?
Oh, you're talking about Abby.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you're talking about Abby, yeah. Definitely. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, maybe the most famous daughter in the world.
I would say at this stage.
Yeah, definitely. Courtesy of Elf Terry, of course. Yeah, anyway, listen, happy birthday, Abby. 14 she is today.
Happy birthday, Abby, and have a great one.
And by the way, those birthday wishes come from your ma as well, right? It's not just your dad.
Yeah.
Just mentioning that in passing.
By the way, I'm sure there's more people in your family than just your elderly. So you should probably introduce yourself to them for your birthday.
Absolutely. Anyway, listen, have a cracking day.
Have a 14
great one. Today. Happy birthday to you. Speaking of which, of course, I had to leave out a few birthdays today. There was a lot of sort of minory ones.
Was there, yeah?
You know, minory footballers and minory sort of singers. And
sometimes they can be rather funny. You just probably have too many to pick from.
Yeah. We'd be here all day.
Oh, so I'm going to miss out on Quentin Fortune or something like that.
Yeah, another good one to start off. Robbie Williams, Let Me Entertain You here at Classic Hits. 13 minutes past 6 o'clock. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on this Wednesday, 7th of October. It's also Margaret's long-suffering husband's birthday today.
Happy birthday to you, sir.
The long-suffering bit I put in, to be fair.
Yeah, of course you did.
Sorry about that, Margaret.
Ah, we all know it's true.
Poor old Damien there. He has to do all the work in that household, you know.
Really?
Yeah, because Margaret's too busy listening to classic hits all day. That's all she ever does.
Well, there you go.
Damien has to take care of the kids, do the house, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Margaret, I never thought I'd say this, but would you turn off the radio and get something done, for God's sake?
Don't do that, Margaret. Don't do that at all. Happy birthday, Damien. Right, speaking of the old birthdays for you, Mr. Sir.
Yes.
Right, what have we got? As I said, I left out sort of, you know, minory types. Sammy Hippie that used to work, play for Liverpool.
And
I left out Jermaine Defoe and a few minors like Alicia Dixon and those kind of people.
I don't even remember her in the Premier League.
There you go, you see. So anyway, here's what we've gone for you today. This
Good
is
stuff.
Your, what have I got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
All right, we've quite a few.
So here's your 6 that I went for you today. Starting with the one and only Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell.
Is celebrating his birthday today.
How's he getting on, by the way?
Very shy. Very shy. He shuns publicity and, you know, all that.
Well, not normally, but he's, of course, he's shunning all the publicity these days. Since he broke his back or whatever it was.
What did he do?
He broke his back. It fell off a quad.
Carrying his wallet, was it?
No, not really. I don't think you... Sure, it's all plastic now, Jim. only a lunatic. Rappers and lunatics carry your money in cash.
You're telling me those platinum cards don't weigh any more than our normal ones?
Apparently not.
Apparently that's interesting.
How is he? Because he hasn't been... He's obviously not been involved in Britain's Got Talent or anything.
I don't know. To be honest with you, he's not a man who's really on my radar, I have to confess.
I know what you mean.
None of the shows, really, that he's involved in are things that I tend to know a lot about.
Yeah, Britain's Got Talent is a jovial old thing. I don't mind now look at that every so often.
Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, I know what you mean. It's very repetitive.
Although, is he involved? He's not involved in the I'm a Celebrity thing with Anton Deck, is he? That's not one of his, is it?
I don't think so, no.
He has, like, whatever he has. What does he have? American Idol and X Factor and all that.
There's no singing in the jungle, you lunatic.
That's what I'm saying. His company isn't involved in anything to do with that, is it?
There's no singing in the jungle unless a sudden...
How very dare you? In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
How very
dare you say there's no singing?
I know. Although I think that was sung by a monkey quartet. I got to say that Simon Cowell then is about... he's not a young man, any like he's not old though. 68.
Not bad. 61.
Oh God.
You're in the right decade. Come on.
Jeez, very hard to know. He's been interfering with himself.
Well, there you go.
You know,
yeah.
We're giving
I mean, the ads, jobs those all. Ads he did for the bank and stuff.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That came as a bit of a shock very when I saw his face.
I know, yeah. What was he doing? You?
I don't know.
Eye lifts and nose jobs.
That was very
like,
weird.
I suppose you had a nose job.
I did not have a nose job. I had a sinus operation.
Same thing. That's just a Latin name for it.
Right, what about this man? Actually, similar in many respects. Vladimir Putin is celebrating his birthday today.
Is he really? Wow. Wow, yeah. Vladimir Putin. Do you know something? I can't even begin to think where you would put an age in that man.
Yeah.
He's such a weird sort of... like, he could be any age. He could be 40 or he could be 70. And you wouldn't know whereabouts in that range he'd be at all.
I know what you're saying, yeah,
really?
Yeah.
He's
it's a kind of a... yeah.
He'd be 95 years old, still naked on a horse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or he could be like that, you know, like those old photographs when we used to talk about old photographs of your dad or whatever.
Yeah.
And you'd see him and it turns out he was 30 or something.
40.
But he looked about 63.
Yeah, I know. Because he was like, you know.
And he was because he was in a full suit and shirt and tie with a jumper on under the suit.
On the beach.
On the beach.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't know where to start. I'd say 63.
Not bad, in fairness, then. 68.
Oh, right.
68.
It's actually a fair bit. But he's a very hard one to place.
Absolutely. Right, a man that we play a lot of here at Classic Hits, John Cougar Mellencamp.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating his birthday today. Grammy winner.
Is he walking in Memphis?
No.
No,
walking in Memphis is Mark Cohn. John Cougar Mellencamp is Jack and Diane and Small Town and ROCK in the USA. All those great hits.
I'm born in the USA.
No,
yeah,
that's,
now I know him,
that's
yeah.
Bruce Springsteen.
No, I have to agree to disagree. I can say he's a hard one to put a face on now as well, obviously. I'd say.
Jeez, he is when you get his hits completely wrong. Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. But who is it that confused it with John Cougar Mellencamp?
So, John Cougar Mellencamp, that is the birthday.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
It's not Mark...
Mark Cohn.
Mark Cohn, and it's not Bruce Springsteen.
Should no one ever said it was Mark Spring... what? Spring... whatever one.
Dear.
I'd say, Mark Cohn is about six...
John Cougar Mellencamp!
Jeepers, you're very touchy about this fella. Aren't you? I didn't realise you were so close to him. I'd say he's about 68 as well.
No, that's not bad. 69.
I should have known that.
For a man who you hadn't got a clue who he was, that's a good guess.
I don't know. Every time he walks past me in his blue suede shoes, I just think, I'm not looking at his face.
Right, okay. What about this now? You'll have to remember this name and you'll have to be able to get a decent stab in at this man. Nobel Prize winner.
Oh.
Archbishop. Desmond Tutu.
Desmond Tutu. Yeah. He's not a young man. Do you remember there was a time he was at everything?
Yeah.
Like, he was like the Bono of religion. Like, he would be at all the sort of...
Oh, yeah. And he was like, it was cool for people to know him.
To know him,
he was in with the sort of celebrities, nearly.
He was. Yeah. Oh, very much so, yeah. All those, like, you know, the Special Olympic ceremonies and he'd be at all the, like, every big thing. All the Live Aids and all that. He was like a
one of the lads who plays golf with us, right, in our golf society.
Yeah.
Or formerly did, anyway. We actually gave him that nickname, Desmond Tutu.
Why? How
because his name is actually Des. And because he had two shots on every hole. You know, his golf handicap was the maximum it could be or whatever. So he had two shots at every hole. So
we called
him Desmond Tutu.
That's funny. Oh, that's actually brilliant.
Anyway, right, so the real Desmond Tutu.
He's about 85.
Not bad, 89.
Oh, is he?
89.
Wow, good stuff, 89. Yeah, right. He was great.
One of yours, a man I don't really know a huge amount about, but as I say, he's one of your lot, Tim Minchin.
Oh, Tim Minchin, yeah, of course.
The Australian comedian.
Yeah, he's not my thing now.
Yeah.
It's all, I'm going to make a point while being kind of very funny.
And it's kind of, it's... He's Bill Bailey-ish, isn't he? Kind of funny songs and stuff.
Yeah, I know. This is the thing. If you're under 30, he's much funnier than Bill Bailey. If you're over 30, he's not nearly as funny as Bill Bailey.
Right, he's one of them.
Mind you, I did meet the man when I was playing in Montreal Festival.
Yeah.
And he's a very nice man. Very nice fella. Like, very approachable. And which I had an idea in my head he wouldn't be. You know the way you see these fellas and they have these big sellout Edinburgh shows and, you know, all their jokes are about... They're a bit preachy. That's all I'm saying.
Right, okay.
You know what I mean? And then, so when I met him, I thought, he's going to be one of these fellas. He'd be real stuck up with himself and all. You know what I mean? Stared the long hair and the fingernail polish and all. I said, oh God, he's not going to talk. He's not going to like me. He's not going to like me. Met him. Absolutely one of the nicest fellas you could meet.
Oh, that's good to know.
Absolutely.
And similar to your good self, friendly, like, has moved from the comedy into doing a lot of acting.
Yeah, I've done a lot. Yeah. I know, yeah.
Stuff being pushed at the moment. Yeah,
quite a talented man, to say.
Yeah.
You know what
and
I mean?
Again, one of those people that sort of... Not the way some people just get anointed with this kind of coolness.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's kind of in with certain kind of that.
Yeah, everybody...
Hate those people.
Like Desmond Tutu. He's cool to know.
Yeah.
Very cool to
that
know.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, that type of thing. I'd say he's... he's around the same age as myself. I'm only 45.
Yes!
Yay!
At last!
Finally
at last!
I got one.
You said that you came out with that phrase and stuck
same
to
age
your guns.
And actually didn't change it.
Exactly. Yeah, Tim Minchin, 45 years. And then the last one is a bit of a throwback for you. And you being a big Olympic fan, of course, this will help as well. It is the birthday of one Jane Torvill.
Oh, is it? Oh, happy birthday. I get excited now. Maybe I'd be see that now.
Torvill and Dean.
Meeting Tim Minchin, I was like, oh, yeah, Grant, nice fella. If I met them, I'd be blown away. And it's not like I'm into ice skating at all. I don't even have ice skating experience in my past.
Well, to be honest with you, for any of us, none of us are into ice skating.
No.
But Bolero and Torvill and Dean and all that.
Oh,
was,
yeah. Like, oh, gee, what a man.
That was a place in time.
And especially Bolero, because it reminded you of Bo Derrick and all of that was going on as well. And then you were a young fella and you were sitting there. And next thing, this ice skating woman on the front of Smash Hits magazine. Woo!
It's mad how big they were.
Huge, absolutely. And you're not the next copper, no.
Exactly. And the whole thing about, you know, where they were a couple and, you know, proper item and all
that. Yeah. And they say they never wear.
No, so they say.
Yeah, right. Load that going on in rehearsals at some stage. You get lonely.
You get
a bit lonely. The lonelier you get, the looser the belts. I'd say...
It's cold out there in the ice, you know.
It sure
Sometimes
is.
You have to huddle together for warmth.
I'm telling you. All of that. What do you think we'd do in the Olympics? Oh, gee, we'll have a chat. I'd say...
Jane Torvill is...
61.
Not bad at all. 63.
Oh, okay.
63.
Okay, sorry about that.
Still one in the bag.
The one in the bag. I'm not... That's, you know, something recently... I'll take it. That's a win for me.
Absolutely.
Today.
Now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim, waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million, John. Happy hump day to you, sir.
Indeed, and to you. Good
very
morning.
Good, very good. Come here, listen, how are you? I meant to kind of ask you, and obviously we've been on the high of the Everton success over the last little while, but now the things have calmed a little.
Yeah, the massive crash.
How are you feeling about this whole mourning thing?
In general?
Settling in, like...
Well, I mean,
does PJ himself worry about you?
It like life has a shelf life. It has a period of time which it will eventually end. So you kind of have to just set yourself up for that, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
you know? Okay.
When
you started, you very much gave the impression that you were very much looking forward to the end.
Indeed. Yeah, I was dead man walking, and the gallows were probably the easiest way of getting. I kind of settled in a bit more.
You
become slightly more structured and...
It does.
Yeah. And it helps when you're, you know, like starting the morning as you were last week with a rendition of Spirit of the Blues.
Spirit of the Blues, yeah.
Setting you up for
the day. They found the two gentlemen that wrote that song or put it together.
Did they?
I think it was the
Please tell me it was the bloke in the suit who got grappled by
the
cops.
That's the thing, yeah. Well, that chap, I tell you what, after a feed of pints and dinner and everything else and seeing off the local constabulary.
There was a very sort of Healy Ray runabout across the pitch.
Yeah, this is the thing. And this is in 1966. And you can imagine, I know there was a swinging 60s in London and all that. And now we're going down to that London and all that kind of thing. But at the same time, like, that was pretty out there.
I was well impressed. That's the highlight of that whole video for me, is that chap in the suit.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
I can only really compare that run to the run I imagine John will have on his last morning getting up to
you
come
can
and
imagine.
See us, but he's leaving here.
Heading down towards the financial district, which is completely deserted. And
being grappled by cops because you're breaking restrictions.
Well, there won't be any cops because they're all out in the streets at the moment trying to nick people.
Good stuff. Right, happy Wednesday, or happy hump day, folks. 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. 80s classic Kim Wilde, You Keep Me Hanging On, and Beyonce ahead of that in Crazy in Love here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, thank you for doing that. It's, almost 18 minutes to 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, 7th of October. And, by the way, just to, you know, for the people who are texting in, absolutely we will get a Van Halen tune on. during the course of the show. At some stage during the course of the show, we'll spin a Van Halen tune. It's likely to be Jump, really, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
It's probably the one that's...
That's his most famous one, isn't it?
For most people, I would imagine that's probably the one. So we'll get that on at some stage during the course of the show. Obviously, after the sad passing of Eddie Van Halen, who was 65. I just heard John saying the headlines that
65,
time.
65, yeah. It was throat cancer, yeah. So he was sick for a little while.
Also, if you want to give us a shout, by the way, feel free, 087-188-0008. Morning to everybody who has, just popped in to say hi. Always welcome. For you today, we've just been chatting there, PJ and myself, about what's on the old breakfast menu for today. And there's a bit of naughtiness going on.
There is a bit of naughtiness.
Coming from unusual sections, I'd have to say. Not your typical naughtiness. So we'll have to talk about that.
You know something? I've noticed by reading to the news today, I've noticed that you can find rudeness in anything.
No.
That's what I've noticed.
You're saying it's all in the mind, are
I'm
you?
I'm saying there's a filthy body, filthy mind.
And actually, speaking of... Actually, no, I better not say filthy body because I'm surrounded. But fit bodies.
Yeah.
Apparently... come from some unusual sources as well.
Really?
So it's not just the Rudies. Apparently there's, you know, some of the people that are regarded as the fittest people out there.
Yeah.
I have to confess, they don't... Well, from my viewing of them around these parts, they don't look that fit.
If you're talking about the same story I am, I'm not only... everything I think in the world is a lie. Because they're saying, with this job is the fittest job.
Yeah.
The people that do this... Well... I seen some people doing this job and they're literally eating Turkish delights out of each other's hair in the shop around the corner. So I don't know about
we'll
that.
We'll have to investigate a bit of that. And what was the other thing that you were saying there that there's it's likely to float around?
There's dreams. It is like, so there's this thing, right? We're all having, in this sort of lockdown period and everything, you know, like people are having these very vivid dreams.
Yeah.
Where we're going to do some dream analysis today. We're going to find out what those dreams mean and everything, yeah.
Oh my God, we're going all deep and meaningless.
We're going all deep and meaningless. Absolutely
excellent.
Meaningless.
Yeah, I love
it. It's going to be very important.
I love it. And also, of course, we did mention that we might look on the movie front. Somebody genuinely, genuinely has made a movie of paint drying.
They have, yeah. And
right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've often, everybody knows the high esteem you hold certain movies in.
Yeah, well.
Like Titanic.
It's like Titanic. I'd rather watch the paint dry movie.
Well, you know, and I've often expressed my feelings about movies like, you know, Open Water.
Yeah.
And even to a certain extent, Castaway.
I can't believe
the second half. The second half of Castaway.
I knew you were going to say, that's the best bit. That's when it gets active. That's when all the good stuff happens.
But anyway, we may end up having to dip into some of the most boring movies of all time.
And you know something? You know we were talking about James Bond being delayed again.
Yeah.
Have you heard what happened to Batman?
No.
Oh, I'll tell you that as well.
Oh, and don't tell me that. First,
yeah.
And now Batman.
I'll tell you what's happening with Batman as well. Batman,
right.
Not good news there. I'll tell you something, you'll be watching a lot of paint dry before you see Batman. I'll tell you that now for nothing.
Right, so it's an action-packed menu for us today, the old breakfast menu. And, of course, into it, we have to squeeze the hit bit. €1,970, I think, is what we're going to play for on that in about an hour's time.
Yeah.
So we've got to get that in there. That's huge for people. Classichits.ie. If you want to check it out. And a great week on the Breakfast Table Quiz. Everyone who gets on to play wins a minimum of €125 gift voucher from Top Oil. That's pretty cool.
You can't lose. Basically, just get on and say hello. The only question you need to answer this week is, how's it going? Grant. There you go, €125.
Simple as that. Yeah, good tune. Dr. Alban, sing hallelujah here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Happy hump day, folks. 7th of October. It's just 9 minutes past seven. And... it turns out, well, I tell you something, people, if you want to have the body to die for, if fitness is your thing, if you're looking to be a sculpted god or goddess, well, we've found the profession for you.
Get yourself down to the local building site and start petitioning for a few gigs. Bricklayers, in particular. Bricklayers and builders. I actually have a top five of healthiest jobs and unhealthiest jobs
here.
But let's jump straight to the start and get into this. Bricklayers are apparently the fittest workers in the world. When it comes to the 8 hours a day, the standard 8 hour a day, they burn off 2,500 calories a day on the job. And that survey of all the workers and the amount of activity that they did like a survey of 2,000 workers, you know, and asked them what their activity levels are like, and they put that against whatever, I don't know, BMI, blah, blah, blah. They did,
yeah.
The scientists people did that. And apparently it turns out that they are, compared to IT workers, yeah, who are the unhealthiest workers in the country, or in the world, really, I suppose you could say, that they burn off 2,500 calories a day, as opposed to a miserable 240 or 120 calories for someone who sits working in IT. Now, can I take issue with this, if you don't mind?
Well, there's two issues, really, right?
There
I know
is.
The issue you're going to take, but the other concern for us is,
yeah,
I mean, we do tend to sit down a lot.
We absolutely sit down a lot. I am making no arguments towards the radio profession. I would like to say right here and now that the sedentary lifestyle of the radio profession is one that I enjoy.
Would we actually get into even double figures in terms of calories burned? Would we make it to 10?
I have that little thing on my phone now. What's my activity levels today? There you go. Literally not. Oh, hold on. 18 calories and counting. 18, Jim.
Wow.
But that's like,
most of that activity's in your head as well, which is extraordinary.
Yeah. That's just thinking, because I'm out about 2 hours. I've done 18 calories. Like, honest to God.
You're knocking it out of the park, buddy.
I tell you.
But then the other thing about it is, I have to say, now, of course, it makes sense, absolutely, with, you know, when you have a job that's kind of like involving all of that movement and physically lifting and all that sort of stuff, right? The only thing I will say is,
yeah,
we do get a very close-up view. There's a lot of building work going on
there's
around.
There's a shop next to us. There's like 12 cranes beside us here where we are, right? And nothing against the lads in the building profession. They're all lovely lads. They're all doing their thing, putting in a hard day's work, no doubt about it. When it comes to the physical activity of that job, I would not for a second question it. When it comes to the personalities involved, I'd say it's some of the nicest gentlemen in the world. When it comes to the diet, would you get out with fish? Are you joking? They're in there eating Turkish delights out of each other's hair. There's lads with like pockets full of sausage rolls.
Yeah. And not every. Now, you know, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of sculpting goes on in the profession.
Yeah.
Not all of us is on the body now. There is the famous, you know, builder's cleavage
thing
that happens when, you know, when the jeans won't go far enough up
exactly
to get over the belly.
How often have you walked past a fella with a hard hat, a luminous jacket, right? And he's got a big pair of boots and he's squatting down lifting something and you're just looking at this huge arse sticking out of his trousers and you thought, what I wouldn't give for a hairy hole like that. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
Right.
I've never looked at a sweaty builder's bum and thought, that lad knows. That lad knows how to squat a brick. It doesn't happen.
So, yeah, so there might be some confusion over that survey in that regard. But certainly they're burning off the calories.
They're definitely burning off the calories. And then I said the top five goes, like, factory workers who put in about 950 calories a day, shop assistants do about 4 hours of like what would be considered consistent labour at 1,200 calories a day. Farmers at 5 hours. Of course, farmers do a lot of physical labour.
Yeah, long days as well.
But again, fitness is not just physical activity. Again, I would like to remind you all, there was a video going around last year of a farmer eating raw sausages out of his pocket as a cattle mart in Monaghan last year.
Is that true?
Yes. Yes, raw sausage out of his pocket and a cattle mart in Monaghan. He was just chewing on raw sausage. That is not a fit and healthy lifestyle.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
Right,
you know,
okay.
There's more to fitness than just moving. Then the personal trainers are obviously number two.
Yeah.
I suppose your body is your CV. Well,
that's absolutely it. That's your calling card.
Big time. If I'm going to give someone 50 quid to give me an hour's training, he better have abs popping out of his neck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He better have the exact opposite to the builder's
body. It must be a bit of a... It must be a bit of a kick in the abs, actually, that they didn't make it to number one. They were outdone by the builders.
By the bricklayers and builders. Bricklayers, yeah, specifically, are putting in more physical hours
than a PT.
Than a PT, yeah.
That's incredible. And then
makes
what? Give us the worst list again, because let's face
it,
that's something that you and I can relate to way more.
Here we go, the gym. Here, we're in the halfpenny place. This is great. We could actually compete on this, right?
Oh, right, okay.
So, number five, civil servants, office-bound civil servants, on about 430 calories a day.
Yeah. Is that technically included, though? Because are these not meant to be jobs?
Yeah. Oh, jeepers.
It's a joke, right? I'm only joking, civil servants. It's a joke.
Farmers and brickies are after me, and the civil service is after you now. So there you go, 430 calories a day. Lab technicians who do about, because of their work,
yeah,
and constant sort of being stuck to a desk or
and a microscope.
Yeah, about 1 hour of physical activity, which is very low, 310. Accountants, third worst. It's great to hear them. So, you know, one of the best things I ever did was have a terrible gig in front of accountants. It just felt really good to be paid for ruining their dinner. have to say, it did. A lawyer's den at 32 minutes of activity, 160, good enough for you. Then IT workers, they, like we said, were, they are the
glued
absolute
to the
worst,
desk.
Glued to the desk. Now, here's the other thing. I did a gig, right, in one of these highfalutin, high-tech companies, right?
Yeah.
Internet company. And when I was in there, right, very much the opposite to the shop next door. All the food, like, they had salads, they had chefs, it was home-cooked. You had all these options, vegan, vegetarian. Like, there was all this, if you are a gluten-free, in case it mixes with my woolen explode, my woolen jumper and explodes person, you could have all of that. So it was exactly the opposite. They might not be moving, but they're eating very healthily,
right? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Now, a couple of things. Somebody wants to know whether bin lorry drivers. I was about to say because they're arguing they put a lot of effort in.
Yeah.
Somebody else is saying, what about truck drivers? As in, I think that's meant to be on them. Somebody's saying, I do 12 hours most days. Yeah, sitting down in a truck. I don't think. You know what I mean?
It's
I don't
the
think
actual
you can
labour part.
Turning around saying, listen, I've done literally hundreds of miles today. It doesn't quite equate when you've got a truck under your arse.
Yeah, your feet must be killing you. I know. It
and also, somebody saying that story about the about bricklayers is absolute rubbish. It's the poor bricklayers' labourers that do all the grafting. Obviously, that's come in from a labourer.
As a person who was asked to leave a building site because I didn't like the work a bricklayer man was making me do, I 100% agree with that.
Wow.
That was a very embarrassing day, by the way.
Yeah. Almost as embarrassing as the amount of calories we'd burn sitting here.
Where were you? I went to the toilet. For 3 hours, you went to the toilet.
Steve Winwood and Valerie here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. It's almost 21 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Wednesday. I don't suppose, PJ, you remember the name of the person who asked you to leave the building site. No?
I don't, know.
No. Just curious. I just wonder, was it Simon? Because he's just texted in. Or WhatsApped in just to say, in fairness, PJ, you do jack shit anyway.
Excuse me.
I'm not sure whether he's referring to this show, this job, or your previous one on the building site.
I am a motivator of men. Well, I'm a motivator of Jim. That's my job, is to make sure.
By the way, can I just point out what PJ's motivation is? It goes something like this. PJ, will you do that? I will not. Do it yourself. That motivates me to have to do it then.
And does he do it himself? Yes. I would like to say I rest my case.
Also, Trucker Trev in the bin lorry was on to saying whoever that was texting in about, you know, truckers working hard or whatever. Yeah. He says he must have banged his head off the steering wheel because he said we literally sit for hours at a time. The only time you stop is to go for a wee or to go to the shop. So it's a bit mentally draining, but physical, no.
It must be very, very tiring.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what is it for me coming in here? I'd say it's the best part of 10 minutes and I'd be knackered after it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Then you have to sit down for 4 hours.
Just have to sit down for 4 hours. Oh, my God.
Mind you, to be fair to you, you do get up to eat.
I do get up to eat.
Yeah.
But I've only done that once.
So sitting and eating.
Yeah, I know.
It has. Yeah, of course it's going to take its toll on
you. And I have to have a lunch every hour.
There is that.
You know, that's hard going as well.
Oh, by the way, like, how long did you spend on an actual building site? Like, did you get through it for a couple of months?
Oh, for a long time, yeah. Yeah, for a good long time.
Right.
I mean, to be honest, I actually...
By just getting lost somewhere on the site, was it?
I'd probably do more work here than
really?
I did on the building
site.
I was caught asleep in a lot of crevices. I would say that's definitely something that happened.
Did whatever it was ever get built or completed?
No, I did try and run away from a building site in America as well once. And then I ran away and everything. I ran off onto the road and all. And then I realised I didn't know where I was. I had to go back. Oh my God, you want to see them screaming at me. Where the hell were you? And I was like, I thought I was looking for something. But what do you want me looking for? Oh my God, it was awful, yeah. So I had to just, like, do the whole day. And then I have to go, and then I went home and I never went back again. But I have to say, that was a traumatising day. Like, when you run away from a place and you literally don't know where you've run away to. It's very terrifying, Jim.
Yeah, Nick Kershaw, wouldn't it be good here at Classic Hits? Almost 22 minutes to 8 o'clock. Just in case it helps, this is, of course, the hit bit. I don't think it will help a lot, but if it does, classichits.ie is a good place to go because you can listen to that over and over and over again. And as BJ said, we've rounded it up. We've taken an executive decision. With, I mean, literally, you couldn't get further from executives than PJ and myself.
Excuse me.
We've taken an executive decision and rounded the hit bit up to €2,000.
€2,000. That's what we're going to try and give away this morning. Why not? Absolutely. So if you can get in, you know what to do.
Yeah. So Magic Mike is standing by. If you can impress him, he's standing by on WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. And we're about to... Now, that music will tell you what we're about to talk about here, okay? It's quite obvious. If you're listening to that, have a listen. Yeah. It's quite obvious what we're going to be talking about is onions.
And garden gnomes. I mean, what else could that music suggest? That's what it is. That's the two
onions. Things. Where... tell me, that. What is the connection between... Let's get it on.
God only knows.
And onions.
God only knows. There's this a company in Canada called the Gay Seed Company, right?
Yeah.
And they use Facebook for advertising. Now, this is a company that sells seeds and soil and some other gardening supplies and stuff.
Right.
And they put an ad up. And in the ad, there's a basket of onions.
Okay.
And they had their ad taken down. And when they said it to... Or when they got a mail from Facebook...
Facebook took the ad down.
So Facebook took the ad down. And it says on the... It was removed... We default remove these any ads with sexual imagery to prevent non-consensual or underage content from being shared. And your man goes, "Jeez, I'm what? Is there anything there I didn't notice?" He looks back. No, it is indeed, and he's posted the picture here. I'm looking at it. It's a basket of onions. That's literally what it is. He goes, "I have no idea what's going on here." He goes, "I got really worried about it, thinking that there was something inappropriate I didn't see, that I posted a mistake." Facebook contacted me saying that my onions were overtly sexual overtly sexual onions. Do you ever hear anything like it? Overtly sexual onions. And there's nothing there.
So it looks like... A basket of onions is a bit...
Yeah, and now he says it's inadvertently ended up giving him more publicity than he could ever have imagined, because now his onions are obviously... You know, whatever algorithm Facebook uses.
Just now that you've told me the story, every time you say his onions, I'm sorry, it's bringing the conversation to a different place.
Onions to make your eyes water.
I was just there. I was displaying my onions.
Really? And were people in tears?
I am. Yes, I am a man, and they are my vegetables, but that's not what I mean.
But they're remarkably... Yeah, so his remarkably juicy onions were in this...
Eye-watering onions.
Eye-watering onions.
Did you see the onions, your man?
I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
Your man.
It'd certainly make your eyes water.
Jackson McLean is his name. It's a very sort of saucy name as well. Jackson McLean has the roundest onions in Canada. So if you're in Canada, you're looking for some particularly provocative... Yes, actually provocative onions.
Did Facebook explain it?
They did, yeah. Well, his onions are actually so perfect in the way they're sitting in the basket, and they're so perfectly round that the Facebook algorithm confused them with boobs or bottoms. And they contacted him, and they... Because the algorithm, like when they're sitting together, and whatever way, so it was an automated message, and he got sent back... Anything like that, it says anything overtly sexual will be taken down. He's like, "I can't believe it." And now, because his onions are so well and good and shapely, it means he's getting better business anywhere. People are coming in saying, "You ever got any of them onions or on Facebook, do you?"
The ones you... Please don't tell me there's lads coming in dirty raincoats going, "Have you got any of those onions?
Yeah, give us a basket of your best onions. Shh, quick, 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 while there's no one around."
You know, the ones you keep under the shelf.
I know, yeah. It's unreal, isn't it? And then...
And what's the gnomes thing? Where does that come into it?
Oh, in Belgium. This is a different story. Oh, they're both very tied in together when you think about it, though. Things that sexualise that shouldn't be. A fella bought a gnome in Belgium.
Like a garden gnome, one of those ceramic things or whatever they are.
Yeah, and he gave it to his next door neighbour. His next door neighbour put it out. And then it's one of a sort of very popular gnomes in Belgium. I imagine gnomery is very popular in Belgium, as they don't have a lot else going on in Batoon. And he put his... And the gnomes are naked. So he put Betty the naked gnome in his garden. The city council called up to his door and says he had to either clothe his gnome or take it down. He's like, you want me to put clothes on me? You have to dress up me gnome. They said, yes.
It's like it's literally moulded, isn't it? Aren't they made out of that sort of ceramic stuff?
And he goes,
so it's not like they've got movable arms.
No, there's nothing, no. And he goes,
so you've got to paint clothes on it.
He said, I can't put clothes on it. It's not made for that. And then they dragged the garden centre in. The local news crew turned up at his house, right, over a naked gnome. And they contacted the local garden centre. And the garden centre say, this is outrageous. We've been selling these gnomes. They're some of our most popular products. And we can't believe we've never heard a complaint like this. And he said, how many of them do you sell? And he says, we sell about 2 a week. It's not a very busy garden centre.
Right.
Right. So the city council are involved. He's refusing to take down this huge standoff. My new suggestion for him: get some onions from Canada, hang them around the gnome's neck. You get to keep the saucy sculpture, and no one can say a word to you.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax, home of the deliciously fresh chicken breast sandwich. Always a hit.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth 2,000 quid. We've made the decision. Woo! Supposed to just be 1,970, but we can't resist it. We decided Jim's wallet was open outside. We swiped a few quid out.
Yeah.
Stuck it into
among,
the old
among the moths.
Yeah, it's in there. It was his last 30 quid that we were taking. He needed it for his to get another nose job. We were, no, it's not happening. You're going to have to suffer on with your sinuses, and we're throwing this into the pot. So there you go. It is 2,000 euro. Here is what the Hit Bit sounds like. And let's try and give it away. Joanne is going to go on first. Hiya, Joanne.
Hi, PJ. Hi, Jim.
How's it going, Joanne? Where are you in the world?
Limerick.
Limerick. Good for you. And what's it looking like in Limerick at the moment?
It's not too bad so far, anyway. There's no rain, so...
Oh, that's a good thing.
That's all. Yeah, that's not so bad, yeah. I have to say, it was nippy yesterday. I was still insisted on wearing my shorts, but it was nippy.
Right.
I wasn't a bit happy about it, anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sorry, that was conjuring up all sorts of images for all sorts of people that, you know, they could have done without, to be honest with you,
PJ. You think, going back to the bricklayer?
Just thinking of your blue legs hanging out of your shorts, that's all.
Excuse me. Everybody, my legs are positively transparent at this stage.
What's your story today, Joanna? Are you in work today, or are you at home, or what's going on for you?
I'm at home, just getting the kids ready for school, so I've one gone now and one to go.
All right. One down, one to go, PJ.
Right, let's get you moving on with your morning. So you're busy, Joanne. What do you think it is?
I think it's Oasis, Don't Look Back in Anger.
Oh my God, if it turns out to
if
be
it
that...
Is.
That would be amazing.
I mean, Magic Mike, how he managed to keep his mouth shut would be incredible.
It would be. I've never looked forward to a Magic Mike pun more
than this.
Now that I know it's his beloved Oasis. Anyway, off to the west we go. Magical Michael, morning to you, sir.
Good morning, everybody. I just have this feeling, lads, that today is going to be the day that we're going to win the Hit Bit. But it's not right, unfortunately, Joanne.
That's so lucky.
Thanks very much.
No worries, Joanne.
Have a good day. Well done, Michael. That was a good
one. I think I should do a full-length song of that, actually.
Yeah. Why don't you do that? I'll tell you what. Let's plan that for after 10.
After 10, I'm
thinking, PJ. Yeah, good one. I like
for
it.
Sure.
I like it.
Look forward to hearing that. Martin, how are you, Martin?
Well, lads, what's the crack?
Good.
Oh, good, Martin. How are you getting on?
Not too bad.
And what part of the country are you hiding in this morning?
Yeah, it's County Clare, man. I'm hiding under the shed.
Hiding under a shed?
Fantastic.
So we're talking
a man after your own heart, PJ.
Telling you, yeah. Hiding under a shed. A sniper we have on this morning. Martin, we'd love to give you 2,000 euros this morning. What do you think it is?
And the guess isn't mine, right? The guess is my wife's. She's 15 this week. So we're guessing it's Paul Young for the Love of the Common People.
Oh my God, PJ's mate.
The old pal.
This would also be very entertaining if it turns out to be Paul Young.
By the way, did Martin just say, this is my wife's guess and she's in a tree? Is that what he said? He's under a shed and she's in a tree.
She's
50,
man.
Is that...
Oh, I don't think the tree... It is his wife's guess, so I don't think her being in a tree is correct, though.
This is unbelievable. He's under a shed and in a tree.
So they're obviously both out on a sniping job.
Yeah, that's great. Waiting for the next victim to walk by. Fair play to your family business.
Right, Mike, what's the story with a bit of Paul Young?
Well, shout out to Martin's other half, Babs, who did ring in, but then she was too nervous to come on and have a chat.
In fairness, you don't want to fall down the tree.
Anyway, it's an interesting guess, I must say, Martin, Babs and the Malloy family, but it is not a common guess, actually, which is interesting.
Oh,
anyway, it's wrong, unfortunately.
Unlucky. Martin, listen, have a good day. Take care of yourself. Keep at it. Cheers.
See you, Martin. Take care. Thanks for that.
Good luck. Bye-bye. Well done, Michael. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. You'll notice there, I almost forgot the pun. In that
I know, I did, yeah. He was all still wrapped up in Oasis. He's writing that song, you see.
He is, for sure. Right, in the meantime, of course, it's up to Niall Boylan to try and give away the hit bit. 1:30 today, if you fancy a go. Tina Turner, here at Classic Hits, simply the best. 8:10 on this Wednesday. Happy hump day to you, folks. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008, as always, if you need to give us a shout, particularly if you fancy a crack at the breakfast table quiz, because everybody wins courtesy of Top Oil this week. We've got a €125 voucher for Top Oil just for playing with us, and of course they'll upgrade that to a fantastic €500 gift voucher if you do manage to get our overall top score. So 087-188-0008, Magic Mike is standing by. And if you're somebody who has been experiencing, and I know we've spoken about this on the show before, experiencing some unusual dreams during this strange times we live in.
I'm telling you, loads of people are saying they're having these really vivid dreams lately, you know, really mad dreams that just, they seem so realistic and all. I have joined the club recently myself over the last couple of weeks. I've started to have some really madly weird dreams.
Wow. Right? Now, are they clean enough to say on radio?
They are very clean, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Very clean,
well, that's unusual, but it's a relief.
I have a list here of the most common dreams that people are having and what they might mean. Right?
Excellent.
Now, we won't get through them all. There's an awful lot of them, right?
Right.
I'll tell you the one of course, my one isn't on the list, right? Of course it's not.
So tell me and I'll analyse it for you.
Right. Okay, here you are, Jim. I'd like you to analyse this.
Okay, yes.
So, I keep...
Just lie down there on the couch.
Okay, go. Yeah. Let me get comfortable. Hold on. Right, so
now,
I keep
listen
having...
to the sound of my voice as you... drift it now, forget
I keep
that.
Having this dream that you keep sneaking up behind me when I'm trying to sleep.
Right, okay, come on, tell me.
So it's this dream, I keep forgetting something really important. Now, it's not the same dream all the time, but it's the same sort of thing that I keep arriving at a place and then I suddenly realise when it's just too late that I've forgotten something important. So one of them is I'm going away, I have to go away, and I get to the airport and I get to, I've managed to get all the way through to getting on the plane, of course, you know, in dreamland. And then you might go passport and I go, oh, shit! I wake up.
Right.
I keep having these dreams.
So you wake up at that moment.
At that moment. Like, so I've got a trolley full of shopping and I get to the cashier and she goes, that'll be grand. And I go, oh, yeah. And then last night, I was in a big public place with my dog and the dog did a huge poo. And I suddenly realised, I've no bags. Oh my God, that's a big pill. I've got to stand over the pill.
Right.
You know, silly stuff, but, you know, enough to make sense.
Okay,
my
analysis of that would be that you're worried that you're going to forget something.
I tell you, you may be on to something.
Obviously, there's something you're forgetting. That would be my analysis. Ask me how I worked it out.
I tell you something, that was worth the £70. That was worth the £70.
Wow, that's interesting. I guarantee you there'll be somebody out there who'll have a stab at saying what that is.
Please,
because
do.
Lots of people read those books, don't they?
They dream analysis.
A lot of people
books,
are big
yeah.
into dream analysis.
And that's where all this comes from. They've done this sort of thing. They've reported that Lauren Rosenberg, she's an environmental psychologist, and this guy Lee Chambers, they've done this study for the Sun, of course, right? So, you know what I mean? to analyse the dreams. Do you have any of these, by the way? Have you had any of these vivid dreams?
Yeah. Not so much lately. During that whole lockdown thing, the dreams were off the scale.
And can you remember any sort of a team or anything like that where you're being chased?
Not really,
although there
was one recently which wasn't really particularly vivid, but it was the scenario was I was going to the gym.
Right.
Going back to the gym.
Yes,
right,
yes,
having
yeah.
been away for all this time. And I was going back to it. And the other way, you know you're going to a place even though it doesn't look like the real place.
It's so weird, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
And for some reason, Michael Jackson's cooking in the background or
yeah.
something. Yeah, yeah.
But and so I parked the car and I went to the door of the gym and I stopped and I realised I hadn't got my mask.
Right.
And I went back to the car.
Yeah.
And I got the mask and I went back to the front door. And then I had this kind of, is it safe?
Yeah.
And I didn't go in and I got back in the car and I drove off.
Fairly uneventful, El Dream.
Pretty much, yeah.
But I know...
In fairness, as anecdotes go, it's a bit of a rubbish one.
I was definitely looking forward to a shooting or a kidnapping or something there somewhere.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But because a lot of people have the dream of being naked in public. That's a thing that's been happening to a lot of people. Apparently that means, experts say, it can be linked to feeling embarrassed about something that other people don't know about you. So have you got a guilty secret that you're afraid of finding out? If you do, that's probably why, or that's in some way I linked to you having these vivid dreams of walking around in the nip in a public place. Getting lost, I've had that myself. Around 720 people a month are saying they have these dreams. It's often linked to a situation where you're waking life, where you're anxious about finding your way through a problem. Obviously, these are all going to be very obvious things. These dreams can help you find direction, or can help symbolise that you feel like you've lost an aspect of your life.
Right.
Very...
That sounds profound.
Obvious. This is very Dalai Lama. Thou shalt think the most obvious thing would be therefore the obvious of the duck with the thing, whatever it is, you know.
I refer you back to my analysis of your dream.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you, there's another one. Being chased. Have you ever...
No, but that is a famous one.
Have you ever had it?
I don't think I...
Have you ever had it?
I can't remember ever having a fear of being chased, well, or a dream of being chased.
I'm very surprised you haven't had this.
Why?
Dream.
What's that? Very we go now. What's that?
Experts say dreaming about being chased suggests you are surrounded by people or a person who is constantly craving your attention.
Yeah, you're
so
right.
So I ask you again, Jim McCabe. Have you ever had a dream of someone was chasing
that's
you?
That's extraordinary. I think the difference there is... That
yes.
The kind of real life takes care of us, really, I think, to be honest.
Well, that's okay. All I'm saying is, we haven't hung out after work yet this week, and I have a lot to get off my chest. So I'd like for you to think about that.
Right, so that's what chasing is. Somebody is craving your attention.
Someone around you is probably craving your attention or demanding a lot of
you. And are you deliberately ignoring it, or you just don't know it?
You probably either or. It just means that when the anxieties of it hit you when you're asleep, transforms itself into a dream of you being chased by someone, or being kidnapped or something, some sort of absconding or some sort of thing like that.
Right.
You know the old teeth falling out dream? You've definitely had that. We've all had that. You know the way you... Have you never had it?
Not that I remember, no.
Ah, Jim.
Your teeth all falling out.
Yeah, you look at yourself in the mirror or something, and you go, oh, and your tooth falls out, and you say, oh, Jesus. Oh, gee. And then they all start crumbling and falling out of your mouth, and you never had that?
Why is that really common?
Oh, that's a really common one.
And what does that signal?
It says you're under intense pressure. I'm always
and
under intense pressure.
And you've had it?
Yeah, because I'm always trying to please you.
Oh, my
God. I'm under intense pressure.
You've had a dream that signifies you're under intense pressure.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
Yes, unbelievable is right.
Now, I haven't had it since I started working with you. I'll be honest with you. I haven't had it since I started working with you, but I've had many times I had it.
Oh, my God.
Before
you just disproved all of that dream analysis in one fell swoop.
Excuse me, before you were around, I had to do everything myself. And now you're here to do everything for me. So I haven't had it.
That's incredible. I tell you the one I have had is the flying one in there.
The flying one?
Yeah.
Do you know something? I have had that, and that isn't here.
You're joking.
I don't have it.
I thought everybody had it.
Attacks surrounded by bugs, there's drowned teeth falling out, getting shot is there.
Getting shot?
Yeah.
That's a bit harsh.
It is a bit harsh. Yeah, I've never had a dream where I was shot.
No, nor I.
It says if you survive a dream where you're getting shot, this suggests you are a passionate person fighting for something in your waking life. I suppose my complete apathy to most things is the problem there. But I've never had that one. But no, the flying one. And if anybody knows what the flying dream is supposed to signify, please let us know on the WhatsApp. Because I've had that loads of times.
Right, somebody is suggesting, somebody's analysis, Lehman Kalukin thinks that maybe your thing about constantly forgetting things has something to do with you constantly telling the date for CSI. Constantly giving the year away. That you must remember to not give the year away. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Kind of like a juxtaposition type thing.
I know
thing.
What you mean. It's a sort of a shuffle of the situation.
Yeah. Fintan's been on as well to say that he had a dream that he was awake, confused the life out of him.
Have you ever had that dream, though?
A dream that you're awake?
I ever have a dream where your alarm clock goes off.
While you're still asleep.
Oh, and you wake up and all, and then your real alarm clock goes off. So you've woken up twice for the value of one. It's very unfortunate.
What about, somebody wants to know about the drowning one.
The drowning, right.
Yeah.
Okay, so someone's had it, right, Grant. So they say...
Siobhan, well, this is.
Right. It may be that you're being overwhelmed by something in your life, like a work situation, a relationship, or just general stress. So you'll feel in your day-to-day life that you can't cope. And therefore, you're kind of drowning under the weight of your own emotions and being unable to process them. So essentially, you're... Something or somebody is overwhelming you.
Right.
Again, I'm really surprised Jim hasn't had that dream. I'm very surprised Jim hasn't had that dream.
I tell you something, I'm going to need to have more of this analysis.
We're going to have to get a lack of dream analysis for Jim.
Look, check this out. John says, explain this one. I had a dream that I was at my own funeral and chatting to the Undertaker, saying to him, "Mad to think I'm going to be in that coffin now in a few minutes." I have no idea. Oh, I doubt if that's on the list.
That is definitely a dream of resignation, isn't it?
Yeah. And apparently somebody now is telling me, this is Maeve, I think it is telling me that flying dreams and the ability to control your flight is representative of your own personal sense of power. Flying represents a new perspective. When you're flying, you have the ability to look down and get a wider perspective of things. As a result, your flying dream is telling you to look at the broader picture.
Right.
That's very informative, Maeve. You'd be very good at this. We should have asked you to do this.
And when was the last time you had a flying dream?
I haven't had it in ages.
Since you met me.
Pretty much.
You felt powerless since you met me. That's great, isn't it? It's nice to know you have such a good effect on people in your life. You know what I mean? It's nice to know that as soon as you meet people, they can't even dream positive thoughts anymore.
Now listen, if you've had a recurring one, let us know. Maybe Professor PJ will be able to analyse your dreams. Who knows?
I'll go through it. I've been training here for about 40 minutes, so I'm obviously an expert. Currently trying to find the appropriate medication to make Jim happy again.
Van Halen, of course, in Jump after the news last night, the sad death of Eddie Van Halen. Regarded by many as the greatest guitarist of them all.
What a song. Like, what a man.
Incredible. Sad. Passing away, Eddie Van Halen, 65 he was. News breaking last night. And people have been looking for and expecting, of course, naturally, a Van Halen tune at some stage. So that seems to be the one to go with. That seems to be the biggest of them all.
It does indeed.
For most people. So Van Halen and Jump. And loads of reaction to your dream analysis, PJ. So
this is great.
I think we're up against it a bit time-wise for the headlines. So we may have to hold that over.
That's okay. Let's haul it over.
So you can have a look through and prepare your answers for a few of these.
Indeed.
There's all sorts of things. There's snakes and all sorts cropping up in here.
Sniggledy snakes, eh?
Yeah.
Nobody ever likes them.
087-188-0008. Yeah, the power of love, Huey Lewis in the news here at Classic Hits. Almost 20 to 9. Breakfast table quiz on the way. Everybody wins, courtesy of Top Oil. Just convince Magic Mike to let you play. He's standing by WhatsApp 087-188-0008. Just for playing, that €125 gift voucher for Top Oil could be yours. And thanks so much for the response on the dreams analysis thing that PJ was doing. And I'm doing a fantastic job, PJ, I have to say.
I tell you something. Oh, I mean, I've basically professionalised myself in a heartbeat here.
And look, there's been interesting ones. Your forgetting dream, you know, your constant forgetting dream.
Yeah, I can't get to the bottom of that.
Colm and Cork has a suggestion. Hi, Jim. I think PJ's dream could be to do with the fact that he probably went somewhere and mistakenly took somebody else's underwear.
Oh, for the love of God.
And then forgot to return them. Or it could be his guilt for forgetting his true home, County Mayo roots.
I tell you something, if this is the type of torment I'm going to have to face, I don't know if I'm able for it at all.
Right, some of the other ones, right, here goes. Porrig in Kildare. I'm 36 and I still dream about being unprepared for my Irish or maths leaving cert.
Isn't that I'm so glad I never did a leaving cert, because it seems to be such a traumatic thing. That people, like, what sort of a thing is so traumatic that it literally gives you nightmares for the rest of your life?
Incredible.
I mean, thank God.
You don't have an analysis for that, no?
I don't have an analysis. That does not feature, but it absolutely should, because right. So many people I know have that over and over again.
This is one of the best ones ever. Grania's been on to say that she has dreams in subtitles. The dreams are in Chinese. The dreams are in Chinese. With English subtitles.
Who says that?
Grania.
Grania, not the most Chinese of names. I'm imagining that it's not our first language then.
No.
That's amazing. She has to read her own dreams.
With subtitles.
Isn't that?
That's a first.
I wonder, can she speak Chinese outside of the sleeping environment?
I don't know about that one.
I somehow doubt it.
Evan's been on as well to say that he has a dream where his friend is showing him pictures of porridge that Jerry Adams has sent him on WhatsApp.
Oh my God. Jerry Adams is the chief of the Three Little Bears.
He's sending porridge pictures to Evan's mate.
Stick on, Jerry Adams, are you a member of the Three Little Bears?
I was not a member of the Three Little Bears, and I have not been a member of the Three Little Bears.
Oh, my God. Right, now here's one you can analyse. Selma dreams about huge snakes.
Huge snakes.
Now, didn't you say you had something about creepy crawly there things
is,
and all that.
Yeah, yeah, there is one. So if you're surrounded by snakes or bugs, these seem to be things. Dream about insects, especially in large numbers, or snakes in large numbers, is a symbol of negative thoughts or feelings, such as guilt or anxiety. So either maybe you feel a little bit guilty about
Selma,
something.
Selma, is there something you need to tell us?
Maybe you're letting yourself being surrounded by sniggledy snakes in your real life that are bothering you, you know? So you're being a bit haunted by them, or they're metaphorically sort of slithering through your mind. You know what I mean? You're thinking about what people are doing.
Words
when you're
like
asleep.
Metaphorically.
Metaphorically sniggling. I think that's a medical term to be metaphorically sniggling in the mind.
It is. Roy and Lucan says that back in my 20s, I regularly dreamt that I turned into a werewolf.
Werewolf?
It confused the hell out of me.
That's definitely a trance. That's like you see yourself turning into...
Transforming.
Something you don't want to be. You're watching yourself develop into a character that is rather unpleasant. Therefore, the dream is telling you to pull back and go back to your true self.
You're loving. You're getting right into this now.
I am. I even made
totally
that up.
Exactly.
I did, and I think it was right.
Right. What about this one? This is the dream, apparently. Why won't this click for me? There it is. There. This is Anne, who says, "What's about a recurring dream where you think somebody is standing in the bedroom, as in a stranger?" There's a stranger in your bedroom in your dream.
A stranger in the bedroom. Mm. I don't know. I have one for a ghost. I'm not sure about a stranger.
Well, give us the ghost then.
Although there is one about like an intruders or something, you know,
right.
When you dream about intruders, it's about it's a warning of not wanting to be hurt or to hurt others. It's a dream that tells you to resolve the conflict in your life.
Right.
That's what that one says.
There you go, Anne.
So they
take
go,
it
do
out
you
that.
Have a conflict? Is there a little bit of an ill, you know, argy bargy going on with a bit of a someone? Are you not getting on with someone?
There's loads of... God, you could go on all day. There's ones about a bridge, crossing a bridge. That's got to be symbolic.
Ah, that's symbolic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's literally get over it.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Now, we're on board with Top Oil this week, and it's worth checking out the website topoilwin.ie, because even if you're not lucky enough to win with us, they have got so many gift vouchers they're giving away on that website. Of the 180 €25 gift vouchers that are given out every week, okay? So 180 a week being handed out there. And you can also, of course, upload your receipt. If you spend more than €15 on Top Oil products, you can upload your receipt to that website, topoilwin.ie, and you're in with a chance to win a further €1,000 in free fuel. Now, for us this week, well, they've given us a host of goodies, €125 Top Oil gift voucher every day, just for playing with us. And if you do manage to get the top score, they'll upgrade that to a €500 gift voucher that you can spend on their petrol, diesel, or indeed home heating oil. So that website, topoilwin.ie.
Now 12 to score to beat lucky 13 again. That's what we need in the Breakfast Table Quiz if you're going to do the overall winning. But like Jim says, everyone's a winner this week. And our next winner is, let me get this right, Kat Caltonborn. Is that right, Kat?
It is. Good morning. Hi, how are you, PJ and Jim?
How are you?
How are you? Yeah, how are you, more important?
I'm a bit nervous. Good,
don't be nervous. There's only the three of us here.
That's it.
I know.
And listen, the good news, of course, Kat, is sure there's no panic, no stress, because you're literally a winner right now.
True, I know, I love it.
Yeah, €125 Top Oil gift voucher is yours.
Awesome,
yeah, see? Great way to start today.
Isn't it, yeah?
I tell you, you can pour diesel on your cornflakes for breakfast now. That's how much of it you have to give away.
All competitions should be like that.
They should do, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we're going to do our best for you, Kat. It is a high score to get, but like we said, you're a winner already, so relax into it and just do your best, okay. Is all you have to do.
That's right.
Okay, fingers crossed, very best of luck. Here we go.
Losing My Religion was a hit for what band in 1991?
R.E.M.
What was the first Bond film hitting the screens in 1962?
Pass.
Dr. No, in Bingo, if a caller says knock at the door, what does he mean?
Pass.
Number four, what is the official language in Brazil?
Portuguese.
What is the key alcoholic ingredient in a daiquiri cocktail?
Vodka.
It's white rum. Who directed Pulp Fiction?
What's his name? Quentin Tarantino.
That's the lad. Which former Top Gear presenter was known as the Hamster?
Oh, pass.
Richard Hammond. Beirut is the capital of what country?
Lebanon.
Who voices Elsa in Frozen?
Pass.
Idina Menzel, apparently. Eye of the Tiger is the soundtrack from what film?
Rocky.
Yeah, in the Bible, which character is known for building an ark?
Noah.
Name one of the three disciples, disciplines that make up a triathlon.
Running?
Yeah, Johnny Rotten and Sid Vicious found fame in what band?
Pass.
The Sex Pistols. In what film did Jim Carrey's character discover that life was a TV show?
The Truman Show.
Yes. That's the one. You want to see Jim laughing at me for saying. You want to see him laughing at me. He nearly made me giggle and laugh my head off. I'm sorry about that, Kat. Because
okay.
I want to say disciplines. And I said, what were the disciples?
Because the triathlon is in the Bible, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And the three disciples took part in the triathlon.
We all know St. Peter was mad for the cycling.
Oh, yeah. On your bike, St. Peter. Out of that. That was fantastic. Oh, right, and not a bad score.
Very good, Kat.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, which is very respectable. Oh, well. Very respectable indeed. And of course, the good news is that you already have the €125 Top Oil gift voucher anyway. So well done you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
And we learned that St. John was the swimmer of the bunch.
Cheers, Kat. Take care.
Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. Be safe and be smart with revision courses at Julie's, online or on site. See kes.ie.
Oh, it says classic hits. The disciples taking part in. I bet you, yeah. It was Judas who was the cyclist anyway. That's for sure.
He got the bus. He didn't finish. He found the way around.
Oh, he'd be a cyclist. He'd be.